This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. California lawmakers are putting together a $644 million package to fund public works projects, ultimately designed to help get water to parched California residents, businesses, and farms. It is the worst drought in decades in California, with rainfalls in some places 7% of normal over the last year. Rain has also been hard to come by in Texas. There's a man in Dripping Springs, Texas, with an unorthodox proposal to address the record water shortage that has gripped much of his state. Collecting rainwater is the idea. He installed systems for his neighbors in the hill country west of Austin and sells bottled cloud juice, he calls it, to cafes and hotels in the city. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Dan Weissman has the story.
Drive west on 290, about 20 miles from Austin, and turn directly into Richard Heineken's driveway. Sign overhead greets you. Tank Town, World Headquarters, Rainwater Stuff. Two barns have 20,000 square feet of rooftop that rain can run off of. Water from their gutters
goes overhead like an aqueduct
to 17 above-ground tanks. They hold a 250,000 gallons, and they're full up, even though Heineken bottles about 37,000 gallons a year. That's not enough to keep up with the rainfall, even in a drought.
It rained 11 inches on Halloween. We had over 100,000 gallons went out on the highway out there.
But Heineken says it's not just the quantity of rainwater that makes it compelling. It's the quality.
I didn't realize rainwater was so good until I drilled a well.
That was in the early 1990s when he moved to the Texas Hill Country. At first, well water, hard, salty, was the only option.
Took a bath in it. I smelled like rotten eggs. Started almost threw up in the shower. You try and go to the shower to get clean.
His clothes stood up by themselves. His coffee tasted awful. So he decided to give rainwater a try. Heineken's a trained blacksmith and a tinkerer, so he did the work himself, installing the gutters, the aqueducts, and the first tanks. He liked the result, but he didn't think of it as a line of work. That came to him.
My neighbor comes over and says, "What's the deal with your dishes? They're so clear." I said, "I know, because before they were scaled up and foggy and looked like hell." And he came over and just noticed. He said, I have to have that too."
That neighbor told others, and a business was born. The cost, around $15,000, is comparable to having a well dug.
People ask me, "Well, when was this damn thing going to pay me back?" I said, "First shower."
He says he does about 30 home systems a year, and he doesn't want more customers.
We weed them out. If we do their system, they become a Tank Town citizen, and then they're one of our people, and we got to take care of them. Some of these, you know, I just don't want to take care of everybody.
In Dripping Springs, Texas, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.